Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Welcome to our regular sports show, Game of Two Halves, every Monday on Money FM 89.3 at 5:15 p.m., where we host the sports podcasters from the Straits Times. I'm Rachel Kelly, and today's show is a very special edition of the podcast because it's our 100th episode. Can you believe it? And because of that, we have a very special guest with us today, our national football team captain, Haris Haroon, to join Straits Times sports correspondent, Cezali Abdulaziz. Hi, guys. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi.
Hi, Rachel.
Both keeping well?
Yeah, doing okay.
Great. Okay. Now, Haris, I know that you're a big Liverpool fan. And over the weekend, Liverpool got their English Premier League title defence off to a perfect start by beating newly promoted Leeds. But their 4-3 win was anything but comfortable. What were your feelings while you were watching the game? And at 3-3, were you resigned to accepting Liverpool might not get away with the 3 points?
Yeah, I mean, started off with a bang, you know. I think Liverpool scored early on. So it was like, okay, nice. We are picking off where we left off last season. But then, you know, Leeds came back not too long after, you know. And I was wondering, like, what's happening to Liverpool? Because, like, since the restart towards the end of last season, before they clinched the title, they were a little bit not their usual selves. So I was thinking, you know, if that might have carried on to the new season. But after maybe 30, 40 minutes into the game, and I was thinking this Leeds side is not too bad a side as well, you know, the football they play. Yeah. It was almost as if watching two Liverpool teams playing, you know. It's what Liverpool is known for, intensity, you know, and Leeds were exactly the same. So it was like a mirror image, and what a game it was, 4-3. And I think I was texting some of my family members who are Liverpool fans as well, speaking, like, you know, I mean, it was a great result, 3 points on the board. And that's the most important thing. But, you know, what caught me was Leeds. You know, I think they're going to trouble a lot of teams this season. Yeah.
It was a great game for the neutral. I think, you know, the early penalty Liverpool got actually made me groan, because I'm like, you know, as though Liverpool needed even more help. But the way Leeds responded was wonderful. You know, they had the guts to take the game to Liverpool and the fitness to sustain that pressure all the way, you know, even into the second half. And, you know, like Harry said, you know, I think they're going to trouble some big teams. I think they could have the same effect Wolves did a couple of seasons ago when you know, they had a fantastic record against the top six teams.
So, Haris, on the back of that, I've got to ask you, you know, you've been at Malaysian club Johor Darul Takzim since 2014 and started every season with them as defending champions. How much pressure is there to start the season knowing that you've got a target on your back? What goes through your mind?
Oh, it's tough. Each year they win the title, the following year it's always tougher. And no different here in Malaysia as well, because we are the big boys. We are the team that the title, the league championship, like six, seven times in a row, consecutive years. So every team that plays us is like a final for them. I mean, no disrespect. I mean, you're playing the champions after all. So you want to get one over them. You want to say that, you know, you have, especially so when we are playing home. So when teams come to our turf, you know, they want to say that they beat us at our home turf. So that's not happened quite often, but, you know, some teams has given us some scares over the years. And it's always a big pressure, but pressure in a good way, because when you're the bigger team you are, the more pressure there is, more expectation there is. So you just got to live with it. That's the life of how a career of a professional footballer.
Well, we've come to the halfway point of our podcast. Now, if you like the Straits Times Game of Two Halves, you can listen live on Money FM 89.3 from 5:15 p.m. every Monday, or you can subscribe to hashtag Game of Two Halves on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify, and like us and give us a rating. Now, still ahead, we'll reveal our Game of Two Halves moment of the week. But first, we still have national football captain Haris Haroon on the 100th episode of our show. Now, Haris, you are actually still on the mend from an injury. Can you tell us more about how you picked it up and how your recovery is going?
I got injured early this year in March, early March. Before the AFC game. So, yes, I've been out since, haven't played any games, and I found out later on that I had to come do surgery to get it rectified, and came back to Singapore to do the surgery, and have been in Singapore since. I only came back to Malaysia like 2 weeks ago. So I'm continuing. I was doing my rehab in Singapore because I was unable. The border was closed, so I was unable to return to Asia. Last phase of my rehab here right now, and hope to be back soon on the pitch.
Good. So good to hear that you're back on the mend. And I wanted to ask you, you know, one of your last matches before the pandemic enforced break was against Vissel Kobe in Japan. What was the experience of coming up against a world-class player like Andreas like, and what did you learn from sharing the pitch with him?
It's an experience that I'll never forget. I think when we got the draw that we're going to be in the same group with Vissel Kobe, when Iniesta is playing straight, naturally a lot of us in the team are really excited, and more so for myself because I'll probably come up face-to-face with him in the match because we play in midfield. He's more attacking and more of a holding player, so pretty excited to pit myself against him and see how it goes and what an experience he was. I think his class showed his technique, his movement, his awareness. I think he was at least 2 or 3 steps ahead of all the players on the pitch, and then he set the momentum for his team, set the pace for his team, and he's you could see that even local Japanese players were on the same wavelength as him. You know, I think he just push, spur the team on to a higher level. Yeah, so I think that speaks about the man himself. I've said this so many times. In the third best player behind Ronaldo and Messi, I think at the Ballon d'Or once. So that speaks a lot about his class. Yeah,
I think Harris doesn't realize, you know, he's been such an important player for Singapore over the years, but he doesn't realize, I guess, the impact he has on Singapore football sometimes. You know, when that game was being played, and then, you know, the images of you know, him, you know, trying to tackle Iniesta in the game, you know, popped up on Twitter. You know, it just made every Singaporean so proud. You know, I mean, I obviously there's a lot of Singaporean football fans on Twitter, and then everybody was, you know, it was a Malaysian club, sure, you know, but we had our very own captain, you know, coming up against, you know, a player everybody has watched for 15 years at Barcelona, you know, and you know, it just gave us, you know, a whole feeling of pride, you know. So it was fantastic to see him, you know, come up, you know, against one of the world's best players like that.
It was an honour for me to play at that level against such a great player as well. So something that I'll keep with me for all my life, yeah.
And speaking of milestones as well, today we're celebrating the 100 milestone of Game of Two Halves. But you are one of the only players, I think there's 13 Singaporean players to have ever reached 100 appearances for the national team. What a milestone as well. Have you set yourself or the team any targets for the next couple of years?
I think I'm just really grateful to be able to play for my country, you know, to have been called up for the national team to earn my first cap and all the way to my 100th cap. So I think I'm just going to continue as long as I'm needed, the national team, give my best. And no personal targets or goals, but as a team, I think we have a lot to achieve. Singapore football hasn't tasted success in recent years. But I think we're in a good way, we have a good coach, we have a good plan, with, you know, good style of play. He's trying to implement, stamp his mark on the team, on Singapore football as a whole. So we have to follow through, we have to be patient. I know as Singaporeans, myself included, you know, we are guilty of not being patient. We want instant results sometimes. But I think in football, we have to be patient, especially with the younger players. We have to give time to develop, give them the full support that we do for them to develop and grow as humans as well as football players on the pitch. So that's the role of the senior players who has accumulated experience over the years. That's my role as well, to help the younger ones to come up, because they are the ones going to sustain the team and fight on all fronts for Singapore in the future. So hopefully we can make an impact in the Suzuki Cup and then on the Asian level as well, because we are going to compete on both levels. This year's national team games has been postponed to next year, so we have another year to prepare for that. So hopefully we can make an impact at the end of come next year, we can make a better impact.
Thanks, Harris. And you know, there's so much that we could talk about surrounding that at the moment, but we're almost at the end, and that means it's time for our moment of the week. What have you got for us this week, Cezali?
Yeah, I think this week's you know, the past week's moment of the week was you know, found at the US Open where Naomi Osaka won the second title and the third Grand Slam. To me, it's super significant because it really shows, you know, Osaka's growth. You know, in 2018 she won her first US Open title at 20. The moment was basically overshadowed by controversy because of Serena Williams having the dispute with the umpire. And now 2 years later, she's blossomed into this strong, confident athlete who is, you know, highlighting racial inequality while also doing well on court. So, you know, and she's really a wholesome person, really, as a whole. I spoke to her before in 2015 when she was in Singapore for a Rising Stars Invitational. And she said, you know, she wanted to emulate Serena Williams and eventually surpass her 21 Grand Slams at the time. Now she's obviously, Serena's got 23. And I told the story before. One of my editors actually said, you know, basically said, don't be stupid lah. You know, she's only 18. You know, what are the chances of her, you know, going on to have a great career? But she has already got 3 Grand Slams now. You know, and hopefully she does go on and at least gets close to Serena Williams' tally. So that's my moment of the week.
Wonderful. Well, there goes the final whistle on our sports discussion of the week. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and a very special thank you to our special guest today, Harisarun. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's an honor. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks. So we hope everyone's enjoyed listening to the podcast this week. Thank you as well, as always, Cezali.
Thank you, Rachel.
You've been listening to the 100th episode of Game of Two Halves here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.